Avid presents HEAR by Robin Epstein. Read by Jane Kramer.
Author's note. A quote from the New York Times, February 6, 2007. Over almost three decades, a small laboratory at Princeton University managed to embarrass university administrators, outrage Nobel laureates, entice the support of philanthropists, and make headlines around the world with its efforts to prove that thoughts can alter the course of events. When I read that first sentence in Benedict Carey's front-page article about what sounded like an ESP lab, I shook my head in disbelief. A laboratory that studied psychic phenomena? At Princeton University? Impossible. But after racing through the article, then tumbling down a Google hole of curiosity, I discovered that not only did the Princeton Engineering Anomalies Research Lab, PAIR, exist, it was modeled on similar laboratories at Stanford and Duke. And the more I read on the subject, the more fascinated I became, especially after learning that the Department of Defense, CIA, and U.S. Army intelligence had spent millions of dollars studying parapsychology, the quantum physics of consciousness, and training their officers to become psychic spies. They weren't the only ones. The Soviets had a psychic warfare program, too. The lab and university I write about in here are entirely made up. But though the study of ESP is real and well-funded, the subject itself remains controversial. Is it true science or science fiction? The doubters know their answer. Yet, a lesson I've learned over the years is that just because I don't fully understand something doesn't mean it can't exist. If that were the case, I wouldn't trust math or believe in love either. Robin Epstein, New York City. Prologue. You're cheating. Punkedge laughs at me, flicking his hair away from his eyes. His hair is jet black, and his amber eyes broadcast the confidence of a criminal who believes himself bulletproof. I look at the three others and wait for them to respond. Surely they know he stacked the deck. They must. But Mara just sighs. Pretty girls speak for, "Enough, loser, you're boring me." Alex slowly turns away to face the sun, which is dropping out of view beyond Sinclair Lake. Dan.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?